For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Every now and then we get ourselves a little golden nugget that comes into the show. The message this week happens to be one of those. It's from a listener that we'll call Julie this morning, and she says she has to break some heavy news to the guy she's been dating for 2 months. Has no idea how she's going to do it.
Okay.
Needless to say, she's very nervous. This is the message as follows. Hi, guys. Super awkward because I'm 36 and I'm writing into a radio station to share my drama, but if you could just not use my real name, I would appreciate it. So my situation is I already have an 11-year-old son from my first marriage. I've been seeing and dating this amazing guy who also has a 4-year-old son from a previous relationship. So for 2 months, things have been going really well. We're both in a good situation financially, you could say. We briefly discussed the having more kids thing, and both would like to have one more, but not after 2 months of knowing one another, obviously. I've also noticed that he doesn't like to feel pressured and likes things to flow organically when it comes to what we have together. I'm terrified to tell him, found out I was pregnant. It's terrible timing, way too soon. I'm also scared he might think that I tried to trap him. I never had an IUD. She does have one. He thinks that she's lying about that. Yes, she has an IUD. And I honestly don't know how to deal with this situation. And the more I wait, the more anxious I grow. The pregnancy was confirmed by my doctor. And I'm just trying to come up with suggestions on how I could bring it up to him. Or if anyone has been in this situation, how did it go for you? All right. So any suggestions, guys? The phone lines are open at 585-252-9800. So first things first. I would ask the question, do you want to have this baby? Is having or not having this baby an option for you? Because you need to figure out what you want.
Right.
And after your decision is made, you move to the next step. Whether you're keeping the baby, you got to talk to your partner and don't really worry about his reaction.
Correct.
Because even if he considers that he thinks you trapped him, you most likely know the answer about what type of guy he's gonna be. I'll leave it at that. I don't know what your options are, obviously. But I can imagine
if that's it, if that's his reaction, he's not for you. I'm so sorry. He's not for you. Not your guy. Not your person. Even remotely.
So I don't know how much you know about this, but the whole IUD thing, that obviously is not 100%.
It's like, I think it's like 99.9%.
Has anybody ever listening got pregnant while having an IUD?
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
What happens with that? That's,
I heard it's very painful.
That's alarming. Let's get to some messages coming in right now. What would you guys do if you were in our listeners, Julie's shoes?
An IUD is a highly effective birth control method with failure rate less than 1% a year.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What are the odds? Less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
Let's go over to Karen this morning. Karen says, if someone makes you feel scared to be honest about a mistake, they're not a safe person to give your heart to. Maybe,
or your child.
Maybe he's fine and it's just your anxiety. Maybe it's because you don't know him all that well. I don't know. You need to check your gut though. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to tell him.
You need to check your gut and your IUD because those bad boys expire. I will say that.
How, 3 years? Something like that? 3-4 years?
Yes. This says IUDs can be used for up to 12 years, depending on the type.
12 years.
Yeah. But I mean, people do get them taken out in order to, like, you know, have babies and such.
No, of course. Let's go over to Jen. Obviously, the only contraceptive that is 100% is
abstinence.
That's right. Jen says this is dating 101, like a pregnancy scare in high school. Just tell him and decide if you want to keep or pursue other options together or individually. Also, it's both people's responsibility for birth control. Wrap it up, people. She wrote that in all caps. Wrap it up. Babies ain't the only accident that can happen to you.
This person says, get that IUD out. Check with your doctor ASAP. This person says IUDs can normally last up to 7 years. So the fact that you got pregnant on it is very strange. This person says, tell him that it happened organically so he can't be mad.
Well, it did happen organically.
Okay. This is actually very insightful.
Okay.
Pregnancies with IUDs usually become ectopic pregnancies, which means the baby is developing outside of or inside of the fallopian tube. It happened to me and I didn't know until it burst. I had to have my fallopian tube removed. So being pregnant with an IUD from this person's experience is dangerous because the baby's not developing in a natural manner.
Oh, well, no, I missed that. I'm sorry. At the end of her message, she said that the doctor said that this is not an ectopic. Is that what it is? An ectopic pregnancy. It's not. So she should be safe. Fingers crossed. Who is this person weighing in? Sonia. Sonia says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I did not have a displaced IUD, but I did find myself pregnant after taking precautions with a man I was dating for less than 3 months. And he was 9 years younger than me. Oof. Okay. Well, fast forward, we have 2 kids, and he's the greatest partner and the greatest father. Best thing that ever happened to me. You are going through a scary experience of a pregnancy with a displaced IUD. If he is a good guy, he will see you through this, and you can discuss next steps with when that time comes. Yeah, this is definitely a sit-down conversation, because, like I said, his response is going to be very telling of how you're going to move forward with this.
Right.
Lisa says, hi guys, my personal opinion, but 2 months is not love. It's infatuation coupled with pregnancy hormones. And it takes 2, and both of you made a decision to have sex, so you both need to have the conversation and figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, if you're scared to tell somebody that you're with child, that's a deeper conversation that you need to have with yourself. Like, why are you so scared? Why are you so upset?
Yeah.
Like, is it a you thing or is it a them thing? Are you pushing off your own internal feelings onto them? Because that could be
an
issue too.
You're right. I think because things are going so well in the relationship, and granted, it's only been 8 weeks, she's scared that this is all going to go south if she tells them what's going on. But you got to do it. And it's a scary situation, but granted, here's the positive. You guys are both in a good place financially, you said. You both already have kids, so you know what you're doing.
Right.
This might be a good thing for both of you. Marcus says best to tell him soon and give you both time to really have the conversation and consider how you want to handle this. You can't control how he will react or what he's going to think. He's his own man. So the best you can do is be honest and straightforward with him. Considering that you felt good about the last 2 months, I think you can have some faith that his response will be at the very least understanding and respectful.
Sure.
I mean, that's would be the best possible outcome, sure.
Absolutely.
You're
going to have to do some digging here, girl.
Sorry.
Inward.
Yeah, you're very stressed right now, and that's totally understandable. This is it's overwhelming, but your anxiety might be getting the best of you. He might take this very well. He might pop open a bottle of tequila. You guys can do a couple shots. Celebrate.
We wouldn't do that.
I'm just saying. But best of luck, Julie. Thanks for the vulnerability and messaging in this morning. Have that conversation with him. You might be surprised.
Yes.
And if it does go south, well, now you know.
Don't have another baby with him. You know?
Thanks, Reese. All right, guys. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings. You get Moose and Breezy.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
The sun is peaking in downtown Rochester, but for how long is the question? It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, looking at almost 60 for the high today. Yesterday was a great day out. The weather was nice. I did my afternoon walk around the city, usually walk past the Bausch & Lomb building near Court Street. Guy comes running out of the building, runs up the street. I don't think anything of it. I casually just say to myself, guy must be robbing the place. Sure enough, come in, read the news this morning.
Speaking into existence.
That's exactly what happened. Guy robbed the joint. A man was arrested after a bank robbery at the Key Bank inside the Bausch & Lomb Plaza Monday afternoon. Had no idea there was a bank in there.
Fully.
This was a little after 3 p.m. A suspect entered the Key Bank, demanded cash. And then police say the suspect allegedly threatened that he had a gun. He never displayed one. So most likely he probably didn't, considering they found out he was a homeless guy. But after the suspect received an undisclosed amount of cash, he fled on foot, according to police. But yes, the officers found the person who matched the description of the bank robber in the area near St. Paul Street, and police arrested 57-year-old Terry Williams, who is currently homeless. He has been charged with robbery and will be arraigned in Rochester City Court. Don't know much about the dude's background, but I will say this. I know when you're homeless and down on your luck and you have absolutely nothing to lose, you take chances.
Sure.
You know, but they did catch him.
There's a lot of other things we could probably do, though. Open Door Mission was like also right around the corner. So
I hope they don't call me to the witness stand.
They probably will.
I don't have time. Coming up on the show,
it's
585.
Your dream. What are you talking about?
I don't want to be a jury.
Literally
I don't.
Your dream.
I don't want to do jury duty unless
I've
always
wanted to be in the forensic world.
Yeah, but no. Listen, as far as jury duty, because I've been dismissed a couple of times.
That's not even jury duty. That's a witness. That's a full witness. Jury duty's completely
Yeah, but
different.
For like a big case, like the O.J. Simpson trial. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll be a witness. 585-252-9800 for there. I said it. This is the segment where we give you a chance to clear the air and share all of your unpopular opinions. Because we know you got them. Anything goes this morning. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
Miss out on 98 PXY's Last Flyaway to see Kendrick Lamar.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I'm actually kind of sick and tired of this guy throwing shade at us.
He hates us.
He really does.
Couldn't hate us more.
I think, oddly enough, our boss gave him permission to do it. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel you need to.
Clear the air, baby.
Let's go over to Matt that's texting in this morning. This is a segment where if you got something you need to get off your chest, now's the time to do it. Pretend there's no FCC. Matt says college is becoming the new high school. Overpriced and completely unnecessary. There, I said it. That's what our intern this morning wants to hear, who's shadowing us from Our Lady of Mercy. Great. Well, okay.
No, she just asked me off the air how much money I have out in student loans. And I was like,
what'd you tell her?
$20,000 for a semester. She's like, oh, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
Sabrina, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Say hi to our listeners.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sabrina from Our Lady of Mercy.
Love.
And you are going to be graduating in about 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll be moving to a big city, Madrid.
You're going to Madrid. Oh, my God.
We're like, so are you going to stay local? She's like, yeah, I'm going to dabble in Madrid. We're like, okay, perfect. Right.
Those Mercy girls, man, they educated. Two syllables, one word.
Right.
Let's go over to Alyssa. This one's for the ladies today. If a guy says I'm not ready for a relationship, they mean not with you. There, I said it.
Yeah, that is true. It's the hard truth, but it is true. This person says one piece bathing suits are way sexier than bikinis. There, I said it.
You know, I love a woman in a one piece bathing suit. You gotta leave some for the imagination. You know what I mean? You gotta leave some for the imagination. And it almost is like the 80s has started to recycle itself again, because one-piece bathing suits, they were big in the 80s, right?
They were.
Sports Illustrated. You see a whole lot of two-pieces. Let's make love tonight.
You popped out of the womb with a Sports Illustrated in 80.
My first Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, I hid in the ceiling tiles of my parents' basement. Because I didn't want to be caught with it. I was so like, oh, this is so naughty.
It's still up there. They're all in one pieces. So naughty.
Okay.
So crazy.
Who is this person? Do people not work anymore? I had one day off yesterday. The gym was packed at 11:30. What do people do all day? People who work remote are the worst. There, I said it.
Are you not working today?
Can you guys tell I'm jealous?
Yeah. You're at Dorado. It's 2 p.m.
Why is everybody always at Dorado with
They're
you?
Always.
Everyone's
because
at Dorado.
They're always outside. The Park Ave is littered with people who are eating quesadillas outside on the sidewalk at Dorado. It's the only establishment in that area that's open for lunch.
I had lunch this past Saturday at Dorado. Yep. I had a quesadilla. And yep. I just got to tell you, it was delicious. Thank you guys for putting a little extra love into it for me. Colleen says people who don't eat meat or dairy are just trying to be interesting at parties. There, I said it. Okay.
It's a conversation piece. Mine for today is this. I truly believe that it is okay to buy books and not read them. There, I said it. We need a nice, beautiful coffee table display and make sure that, you know, people know that you could read it and you bought it. But you don't have to. There's no rules saying you have to. I do think that books look great as just decoration.
You're not wrong. You know what a lot of my friends did? Not that they had any business spending $250 on a book. But you know that big black book, the Tom Ford book?
Yes.
They all got it on their coffee table. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah,
my female friends.
Ones.
Yeah, you can buy it at the Barnes & Noble in Eastview Mall. They have it. I saw it.
It's $140 at Pottery Barn.
It's $140, and it's just they don't even open it.
No.
They want everyone to see it on display.
No, I'm buying it. When I buy a house, first purchase.
The Tom Ford book for the coffee table.
I think there's also like a Gucci one, Louis Vuitton.
If there's one brand, designer brand you love the most, which one is it?
I think it's Louis. I mean, just because I carry Louis, but I'm not really into all the... You know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I'm just Googling all these. Oh, wow. Yeah, these are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I'll get? I'll get the fake boxes on Etsy. So they're not actually books, but they are stackable as if they are.
Oh, sure.
And then you're good to go.
Sure, fraud. Let's go over to Bill. What's up, Moose and Breeze? What's up, Bill? I will never understand my wife's obsession with iced coffee. It doesn't change the fact that it's still bean water that gives you anxiety. There, I said it.
Oh.
Okay, Bill.
All right, Bill.
Is there anyone listening who's currently at a Dunkin' drive-thru? If so, come through. We're at 70 Commercial Street.
Not you bullying our listeners into getting you Dunkin'.
I just want a nice coffee this morning. I don't know what it is. I mean, the show's pretty much halfway over. I need the energy for the gym later.
Right.
Somebody just texted in, you guys. I can't stand people who run marathons. There, I said it.
Why?
Didn't leave a name.
Just because you can't doesn't mean you should be upset. There, I said it.
Part of me has always been kind of jealous of the athlete who can run 13, 26 miles, something like that.
It's not that hard. All you have to do is train.
It is hard.
It's not.
Mentally, physically is one thing, but mentally you have to keep telling yourself to keep going.
You have to train, and once you train, you'll be good.
How long did you train to do 13 miles?
I started Memorial Day weekend, and my race was first weekend in October. So like 4 months.
But how do you train?
Oh, I followed an outline. You do two runs a week during the week, and then on the weekend you do a long run, and then you just keep moving that mileage up as the training goes on. But it's like a 12 to 14 week program, and you just got to commit. You got to commit to the bit. And there you have it.
There you have it. Fitness coach and enthusiast Breezy will help you train for your first marathon. I think I said it for today is if your dog wears shoes but you don't pick up their poop, you should be on a no-fly list. There, I said it. I don't know how they correlate,
but like I love that moment.
I'm sick and tired of seeing it. I just witnessed it.
The dog's not pooping on the plate.
Yesterday. You buy your dog clothes and shoes and you let it poop all over the sidewalk and don't clean it up? Come on.
Yeah, they can't afford the poop bags anymore because they spent all their money on shoes.
Well, you're using the dog as an accessory. That's what it is.
Yes.
Just pick up the poopy. Do you have one for today?
Yeah. Mine was...
Oh, you did it.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah. Mine was the books. The books that we talked about. Yes. Thank you so much for the active listening.